Damn pandemic has been good for some things. Yeah, it has. I'm sure you've come across a few. One of them has been the creative space in Ballarat has just gone absolutely nuts. When people haven't been able to get together, they have found a way. And of course, I'm talking about Ballarat's Virtual Soul Choir. We've had George Williams on the show a couple of times talking about their first project. Well, project number two, The Song of Celebration, is out now. Sounds like an ad for an old LP, doesn't it? Let's have a chat at first anyway to the other half of the Virtual Soul Choir, Geoffrey Williams. Geoffrey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you, mate. Congratulations on The Song of Celebration. Is that a tune that you penned?
Yes. So George and I wrote that piece using the words from the Baha'u'llah, which is the prophet of the Baha'i faith. So those words were given to us, and we fashioned that piece around it, yes.
Was it challenging to work with existing words to come up with a tune, a melody?
Not really. What I do is because melody is the thing that I suppose if I was a music box and you switched me off and then you switched me on, the default would be melody. That's where I lean towards. So having the words in front of me was really useful, because then I could just I'm looking for rhythms and in the words, and then I found some, and I thought, I think that might work, and that might work. And then Georgia and I got together and ironed it out. She came up with some bits and pieces. It's a balance.
Yeah, well, you certainly found that balance, and you found a great song. Geoffrey, let's go back in time for those who don't know about the Virtual Soul Choir. This was really a project born of the pandemic, right?
That's right. Both George and I are choir, amongst other things, choir directors. And, you know, that was one of the things that, and still is one of the things that we really want to get back to, and that got really hit, singing. And so we thought, how are we going to keep this thing rolling? So we got inspired by Eric Whittaker, who'd done virtual sort of choirs from 2010, actually, and also by the ladies of Bar Choir, Couch Choir. So you know, we just thought, well, maybe we can do something like that, and then so that's how the Virtual Soul Choir was born, really.
And then we had Project One, which was amazing, and you've lined up and done it again. How many participants from all around the world, Geoffrey?
We had 80 participants. We had quite a few countries this time, different countries. We had India. People from India. We had some people from Germany. We had some people from Scotland, England again, from Canada. Yeah, we had kind of a few, wide variety of countries, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought when you were a choir master here in Ballarat that you'd be welcoming people from right around the globe? It must just add another layer of excitement to the project.
Yeah, it really does. George was doing the credits, and we just wanted to get a few people's names and how they were spelt. And so we emailed, and then we just checked an email, and then there was like, oh my God, this person is from India. Great. It was just brilliant.
It's outstanding stuff. Now, Geoffrey, we've got to play some of this morning. I've got a little bit ready to go. Of course, it's been viewed over 12,000 times on social media already. But we'll just have a bit of a listen for about 60 seconds or so. Just hang on for me.
Prosperity and thankful in adversity. Be a treasure to the poor, an answer of the cry of the needy.
There we go. You're still with us, Jeffrey?
Still with you.
I can't believe how you do that technically. Voices from around the globe sounding so perfect together.
Yeah, no, I don't know how I do it either.
Well, keep it up, whatever you're doing. It is just staggering. I think I asked George this question last time. Did you have to sneakily sort of edit anyone out because they were just shocking?
No, everyone is in.
Wow.
Everyone's in. And so what happens, I think being a producer and that's kind of the thing that I do, mm. I think from the first project, well, the thing that surprised me most was, A, you've got, not only have you got that person's voice, but you've got the sound of their room, whatever room they're in.
So yeah.
You've got that. So you've got that whole thing going on there. Not only that, but then you've got the varying pitches, which, you know, but when you put it all together, the most surprising thing happens is that it all just sounds like it's in tune. It's quite amazing. I was a bit shocked, and it still surprises how that works. And I think it's just to do with the varying frequencies. But just, you know, when you put them all together, you know, there's about 14, 15 basses, and you put them all together, and all of a sudden, whoa, it's like this big
creature.
It's just great.
It sure is. I'm speaking to Jeffrey and George Williams today from Ballarat's Virtual Soul Choir. That little voice we heard just before, Jeffrey, that wasn't the voice in your head. That was actually George, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you pop her on, please?
I wonder if the voice in his head does sound like me.
I don't think it has any choice, George. Hey, having a look at the video yesterday, one thing I did notice this time was the graphics. They are really special.
They are really special, and that is due to the incredible efforts of Paige Duggan, who is a wonderful local singer-songwriter and visual artist, and she's just absolutely added something magical to the video with her beautiful work.
How does she do it, do you know?
I don't know. She does it on her iPad, though, and I just think that with her finger sometimes. I mean, it's
wow.
It's quite incredible what she was able to produce, and she listened to the music and interpreted that beautiful story in images to bring the video together in a way that was just beyond what we had really thought could be possible. So yeah. It's gorgeous.
Well, no wonder it's been viewed more than 12,000 times, George. It absolutely deserves it. A thing I love is that of the 80 participants, you know, some of them are very showbiz, as you'd expect. Then you get kids in sunglasses and people in T-shirts and people in garages. It's just very mixed, isn't it?
It sure is. It's just brilliant. I love it. And it's such a thrill to be sitting at home. You put this thing out, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm.
And then it's so surprising to see where people have position themselves and just, you know, they're obviously all concentrating really hard, they've practiced it, and it's just so much love and energy in it. It's a great pleasure to put together.
And do we have project number 3 on the cards, George?
We do.
Oh,
November the 1st, it'll all be revealed.
So do you know what song you're going to choose?
We do.
We do.
Are you going to tell us?
No.
Oh. Gee, hard to get on with you two. Goodness gracious. Well, look, George, Jeffrey, we're out of time, but we're really proud of you guys. Virtual Soul Choir is just amazing, based out of beautiful Buninyong and Ballarat, and doing amazing things. Check it out. It's called Song of Celebration. George, Jeffrey, thanks so much for your time on Ballarat today.
Thanks, Brett.